It is the pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap as we start to look ahead to Tottenham in the League Cup semi-final on Wednesday night. It's Ian Ryan, Kieran Molyneux, Sean O'Donnell and Craig Cannon to get stuck into this one. There is no caller, Craig, so we'll just push on through. And I'll start with your good self. We have got the game on Wednesday night, but a little bit of reflection on the weekend first. Now the dust has settled, how are you feeling about it?
I mean, similar to what I felt coming out of the ground, which seemed to be at odds with a lot of other people. Really, I was sanguine in one way. You know, the Reds are top by six. They've got a game in hand. Obviously, disappointed with the draw, but like, given how we played, which was pretty poor. Given the United chance at the end, given the circumstances around the weekend with the weather and then the other results as well. Like, I was like a little bit disappointed, but I was fine with it. You know. Like my view on the bigger picture at the moment is that we're not in a title race with a 97-point Man City team. You know, it's Arsenal, it's Forest and Chelsea, and none of them have shown any evidence that they can go on a run which sees them win every single game. And so, like, to me, this title race feels a bit more like a title race of old. You know, a title race of, you know, one of the ones where you weren't up against a just up Manchester City side. You know what I mean? It's just like. You know, it's one that teams would win and could win on 85 points. And so that meant that they could drop points to the rivals. You know, they could draw away, you know, against, you know, I'm thinking more of Man United times whenever that was, it wasn't us in title races and it was them. You know, they could have gone to Liverpool and drawn at Liverpool and it would have been seen like, oh, well, it's one of them. And it's not a disaster. Like, every time Liverpool drop points, it doesn't need to be a disaster at this stage. And given all of the circumstances, I was okay with it. I think my frustration, you know, I was positive about where we are. The frustration came from sort of just everything else that surrounded the game in terms of, you know, the mood of the fan base afterwards, the effect of the contracts. And, you know, I was frustrated walking out of the ground, you know, having just sort of been in the ground for what was like, you know, just shite from a lot of people, really, in terms of how we reacted to everything and how everyone seemed to lose their head at Trent and all of that. It just, that's the bit that worried me. That was the bit that I was seeing suddenly, that you know, the fact that it's gone this long, the contracts are so up in the air still and we're in mid-January. You know, I was getting frustrated with the club, thinking, well, why has it got to this fucking stage? Like, why have we let it get to the point where, you know, one mistake from Trent, two mistakes for Trent, and everyone's on him.